Brad Davidson on Slipper Eve. A very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. I'm well, thank you.
How do you see the TAB Golden Slipper playing out, both from, I guess, a speed perspective and how do they go across the post?
Yeah, well, I think, look, I reckon Stormboy's going to take a sit, guys. That would be my thought there. Obviously, you know, the stable have got a stack of horses that go forward, and my sort of thought would be the likes of Straight Charge might be the leader in tomorrow's Golden Slipper. I think a horse like Lady Camelot will also bounce and be right there, and I just see Stormboy getting that lovely run, third defence, and just sitting behind them. And ready to pounce on the turn. Look, he's clearly the one to beat, guys. I've got to go his way. You know, I know the Chris Waller camp are very bullish about Switzerland and his chances there, but I just think when you break it all down, he's just a bit too good, I think, Stormboy. And we saw, you know, what he did in the Magic Millions. His win first up was tradesman-like, but I think a really good platform to go to another level and run to a new peak in the Golden Slipper. So, you know, when everyone's calling it a race in two, I did find it interesting. I think that's underselling a few others in the market. I actually think Straight Charge is probably the danger to Stormboy in the Slipper tomorrow. Look, I think Switzerland's a great chance, but I think the way the race was run the other day meant he had to win that race. Straight Charge was taken on in front. Espionage over-raced badly, and look, he only produced the 70th best last 200 performance of the meeting, Switzerland, so it looked like he was rocketing to the line, but he actually wasn't going that fast at all late. You know, 70th best last 200 is telling me that run's probably being overplayed a little bit, and I thought Straight Charge run was probably a little bit better because he just got eyeballed the entire way, and he was always going to be left a little bit exposed late his first run at 1200, so I think he's the danger to Stormboy in the Slipper tomorrow, the stable mate, Straight Charge. But, yeah, I think he's going to be a bit too good. 17 of the past 20 Golden Slipper winners have found the fence in run. I think you'll find that from gate two, and I think he'll be a little bit too good in tomorrow's Golden Slipper.
So you're with him, Dave, but what price does he trade? What are you willing to take? How low can he get?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Adam. It's an interesting one. Look, the syndicates could well get him shorter and it might really come for him on race day, but I still think there's enough, you know, chances in the race for him to still trade around maybe 240, 250, maybe, potentially. We'll wait and see, but maybe the track pattern on the day could tell that as well. If the fence is off a little bit and they're playing towards the middle like they did last week, then they might take him on a little bit. But he's one that's really hard to work out what price he's going to start there tomorrow. But, you know, I'm going to say around the same price as he is right now, around that 230, 240 mark.
Five sensational Group 1s. What other race stands out for you tomorrow?
Look, I think, obviously, the Galaxy's a terrific race. So many different chances, and I'll touch on that in sort of my best bets. I'm actually going to go looking for a roughie in that race, but I'm really interested to see how the Ranvers Stakes goes as well. Obviously, these imports come across, and you know we've got our boy Think About It trying to save off the internationals, but you know the way that the stables are talking about these two internationals, Via Sestina and the other one, Place to Carousel. Is that they might just be a little bit too good for Think It Over. We know that, you know, I think William Haggis, I think I read somewhere online, he's had six horses since 2020 come up and run first up in Australia and five wins and a second. And I know he doesn't have one in this race, but for me, it just shows that when they come over here, they can tend to be a little bit too good. And I don't think our weight for age stocks are at the absolute top level at the moment. So really interested to see what they can do from a Queen Elizabeth perspective as well. But I went with Via Sestina over the other import. But there's been a big tip around for the French import that probably saying the name wrong, Place to Carousel. But interested to see what both of those can do from a perspective for the QE in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, look at the William Reid tonight, Davo.
Yeah, look, the William Reid's going to be a terrific race. Obviously, I think she can bounce back there tomorrow. Imperatrice, she was obviously terrific in the new market with a big weight, but weight for age around a happy place around the valley, she's going to be awfully hard to beat, Adam. I think, you know, a lot of punters piling into her after she went up sort of $1.95 during the week, and you know she's definitely firmed in from that, and I think we'll see her back to her best there at the Valley tomorrow, back around a bend, and yeah, she's gonna be awfully, awfully hard to beat.
That's right. Of course, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I said tonight.
Yeah,
apologies.
A bit of
Happy Valley Friday night racing.
Yeah. So yeah, anyway, your best bets, Davo, for Slipper Day. What have you got for us?
Well, look, I think Stormboy will win the Golden Slipper, and you know, as I said, I'm not sure what price he's going to start. He's a real tricky one to work out what they're going to do with him. But look, I think the Galaxy's a good race to bet into. There's so many different chances, and it's always a great race, but I'm going to give Front Page a really good chance here at $26. Look, he is just an absolute rocket fresh, this horse. I spoke to Matty Dale yesterday and I said, how's he going? What do you think? He was quite bullish. He sort of said, you know, leading into last preparation, he had a few little setback here and there. This preparation has been absolutely smooth as anything. And he said he's a lot freer in his action. I think he thinks he's going to run a big race. I think he'll come across with Osmosis early with no weight on his back. I can see him giving a huge kick into the straight. They'll be coming at him late, but I think $26 is crazy odds about him, about a horse that just flies fresh. We see what he does with big weights in a Kosciuszko in the past. And here he is with, 52.5 on his back. He's not going to know himself, and I think he's going to run the race of his life there tomorrow at $26. I'm happy to have something on him there. And I thought Passive Aggressive was also over the odds there at sort of $13. You know, did beat Aft Cabin the other day. I know Aft Cabin was a bit unlucky, but I think the gap between them still a little bit too large. So, look, Galaxy for me tomorrow. Front Page, happy to have a throw up the stumps with him at $26.
Okay, love it, mate. You enjoy your Slipper Day, and we really appreciate it. Actually, just before you go, so you gave a good push for Via Sestina, which Adam has to win in his multi. And I chucked in Ganbare just to run top four in the Rose Hill Guineas. Can he get his own way in front?
I think he will, yeah. There doesn't look to be much speed in the race at all, Jared. So he's a horse that generally does improve with distance, and the fact he might be left alone in front there, he might be able to sort of hold on to a second, third or fourth spot. So good luck with that multi, and hopefully can get it home there tomorrow.
Hope you have a good day, mate, and weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy.